Welcome to worship on this Sanctuary Sunday. So whoever you are and wherever you are, you're welcome to join us today in our worship. Let's worship our God. Creator God, we glimpse your beauty in setting sun, mountaintop, eagle's wing. We sense your power in thunder crash, lightning flash, and ocean's roar. Creator God, we praise you. Precious Jesus, we see your love stretched out upon a cruel cross. We stand in awe at your sacrifice, pure love poured out for all mankind. Precious Jesus, we praise you. Holy Spirit, we see your power in lives transformed, hearts on fire. We listen for your still small voice, comforting, guiding, calling. Holy Spirit, we praise you. As our hearts open in praise of you, we see also where our thoughts, words and actions have failed to give you praise. You have given us a world of beauty, and we have spoilt it. A world to feed us, and so many go hungry. A world of riches, and we are unwilling to share. A world to care for, and we think only of ourselves. Forgive us, gracious God, for those times your heart is saddened by our selfishness. For those times we have no thought for others, no care but our own. Enable us to see this world anew as a gift from you, to be shared and nurtured, and those who live upon it to be loved and cared for. We ask this that your name may be glorified through the beauty of this world and the service of our lives. Amen.
Luke chapter 9, verses 51 to 62. As the time approached for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. And he sent messengers on ahead who went into a Samaritan village to get things ready for him. But the people there did not welcome him because he was heading for Jerusalem. When the disciples James and John saw this, they asked, "Lord, do you want us to call fire down from heaven to destroy them?" But Jesus turned and rebuked them. Then he and his disciples went to another village. As they were walking along the road, a man said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus replied, "Foxes have dens and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." He said to another man, "Follow me." But he replied, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Still another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family." Jesus replied, "No one who puts a hand to the plough and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God."
Today is Sanctuary Sunday. It is a day when we particularly think about those who have been forced to leave their homes for a variety of reasons, maybe through violence or threat of violence, maybe through destruction of their homes or through famine. At present, we are aware of the situation in Ukraine, but the tragedy of people being forced from their homes is one which has been with us for centuries. Millions of people have been having to move for safety or for food. The number having left Ukraine varies depending on which site you look at, but it is reckoned at least 5.6 million have left, and that the real figure will probably be somewhere in the region of 10 million, a quarter of the population. And that does not take into account those who have been displaced within Ukraine, moving from the east where there is fierce fighting to the relative safety of towns and cities in the west. Situations such as these bring out the best and the worst in people. On the one hand, you have people offering their homes to the women and children who come, bewildered and fearful from their homes. And on the other hand, you have those who would prey on the vulnerable. Who to trust? The best con men and women are plausible. And yet, as a refugee, and especially if you have children or elderly relatives with you, you have to trust, stepping forward in faith that all will be well, trying to make the right choices, believing the right people, entrusting, tuning in to what God would have you do. It's moments like this you might realise that all you need is God. Moments like this, when all you have is God. Let's join together in prayer, particularly for the Ukraine. God of peace and justice, we pray for the people of Ukraine today. We pray for peace and the laying down of weapons. We pray for all those who fear for tomorrow, that your spirit of comfort would draw near to them. We pray for those with power over war or peace, for wisdom, discernment, and compassion to guide their decisions. And above all, we pray for all your precious children at risk and in fear, that you would hold and protect them. We pray this in the name of Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Amen.
Thank you. On this Sanctuary Sunday, we're thinking about all displaced people today. Not just those who are escaping war or the destruction of their homes, but those who are escaping persecution, famine, climate changes. And it will be hard for us, if not impossible, to imagine, to comprehend the anxiety and fearfulness they must be feeling. The burden caused by the responsibility of family members, the worry for those left behind, the feeling of bereavement as all that you have known is taken away from you. Counting the personal and emotional cost of all you are having to leave behind. People you may never see again. You will be leaving them to an unknown fate. And against this background, you have to move forward. You have to make decisions. And within the limitations of your own resources, you have to trust those around you. Is what they are promising real? Is it honourable? Is it the way to go? You can't go back, that's not an option. And you certainly can't stay still. You have to move, but in which direction? If you've seen the Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade film, yes, the one with Sean Connery, then you will remember a scene close to the finale of it. Towards the end of the movie, after Indiana and, of course, the Nazis have been searching for the Holy Grail, Indy's father has been shot. The only thing that will help him is the Holy Grail filled with water from the Holy Grail filling trough. So, of course, the dashing, gung-ho Indy must go through the booby traps to get it. The last challenge is to cross a seemingly impossible chasm by faith alone. And as Indy looks down, which you're never supposed to do, by the way, and then looks across the divide at the other side where he must go to save his father, he faces a choice. Step out in faith and believe that something will be there to catch you, or stand still, frozen in that place, unwilling and unable to move. If he stands still, his father will perish. If he steps out and falls, he will perish, but he must make the move. Well, our whole hero boldly lifts his foot, hesitates only briefly, and then steps out in faith. Instantly, a path that looks very like the bottom of the chasm appears, and he's able to cross to the other side. The choices we face are usually not quite so dramatic as in this film, but the essence of the dilemma will not be new to any of us. And in our reading, Jesus is throwing down the gauntlet. He hasn't got much time before he's going to be taken out of circulation, have no more contact with the people or his disciples. He has to know who he can count on. He's being quite open and honest with the people he speaks to. He tells them this is not going to be an easy task, but once you commit to it, you must remain committed. He's asking them to step forward in faith. Faith based on his teaching. Faith based on the work they have seen him do. And they find excuses. Let me bury my father. We don't even know if the father has died. This might just be a figure of speech, meaning eventually when my father dies. Don't ask me to make the decision now, this minute. The next person says, let me go and say goodbye to my family. Both reasonable requests, you might think. But Jesus is adamant. No, you make the decision now, or it is no good. We can all find excuses why we should not do things right now. It's tempting to kick the can down the road and not make those uncomfortable decisions, or more accurately, act on difficult decisions. And as planning convener for Lough Arbour, I know that only too well. But Jesus is facing his own death. He can't allow for these delays. Otherwise, all that he has come to say will be lost. We in the church can't ignore some of the difficult decisions we have in front of us, or the work to build the kingdom of God will falter and definitely die in some areas. Centuries of work in spreading the gospel hampered and impeded because we cannot make or won't make some difficult decisions. Decisions based on past experience and trust and faith can be immensely difficult. And just as Indiana Jones was standing on the precipice wanting and needing to be across the chasm to save his father's life, so we have to realise that God doesn't always reveal the next step to us while we stand in comfort on the step we are on. Looking backwards to where we have come from is no help. As Luke says, anyone who starts to plough and keeps looking back is of no use to the kingdom of God. It would be like trying to drive a car forwards while looking only through the rearview mirror. The windscreen is bigger than the rearview mirror. That's where you should be looking. In our personal life, as well as in our church life, we must be willing to step out in faith, the way God is leading us. And sometimes we are forced to take that first step before knowing where your foot will land.
Lord God, we thank you, we praise you, we bless you, we glorify you. You have filled your creation with good things and provided for all our needs. Help us always to be thankful and to share justly and generously with others. We pray for your holy church. As you are one God, so your church is truly one, despite all we have done to mar its unity. Grant your faithful people true love for you and for each other, that the world may know that we are one in you. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for the congregations we represent, for those meeting in buildings around Lough Arbour, for those who have found a new worshipping community in the online services. Wherever they are, may they be a sign of your love to those around them. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for our local communities, for all who provide essential services, for those who maintain good order, and for those whose presence and service is less visible to those around them. Support them and bring their offerings to good effect for the unity of your world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for the wider world, for all the uncertainty and rancour of many international situations, where there is outright war or just political impasse. Help people to seek your will above limited interests and bring your peace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for the sick, for all suffering in body, mind or spirit, for those who care for them, for the stresses of today's life, for all who are struggling to maintain their daily life. Grant the healing that comes from you alone. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for those who have died, known to us or unmissed. May they find rest with you and may we all be united in your glorious kingdom. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for ourselves, bringing before you our various cares and concerns. Rejoicing in the fellowship of all your church, living and at rest, we commend ourselves and one another to your unfailing love. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
Let's join together in our prayer of dedication. Let us pray. Giving God, in our lives and in our choices, we strive to follow you, and we come before you in thanks for all you have given and for your constant presence in our lives. And so we make this offering, laid here and by other means, in the hope that it will be used for your good. And we join together in the family prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever. Amen.
Power of the Spirit to shine your light in the way we live. Send us out in the power of your Spirit as we've received, may we freely give. Send us out, send us out, send us out for your glory. Let all we do be praise to you. Send us out for your glory. Out in the power of your Spirit to show your love everywhere we go. Send us out in the power of your Spirit, Lord, fill us up so we overflow. Send us out, send us out, send us out for your glory. Let all we do be praise to you. Send us out for your glory.
Thank you for joining us for worship today. We've been talking about displaced people, people who have had to leave their homes or wandering around trying to find where they can find a new home, a new place to stay. So I thought to finish, the Irish blessing might be very appropriate. May the road rise up to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face, the rain fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand. Until we meet again, may God hold you, in the palm of his hand. Amen.